Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Do it live.
Whoa, I thought you weren't doing this at work. There's the picture of my castle again.
Hold on. Sorry.
My castle's back there. I remember my days as a child playing in the fields. We grew potatoes in the back. We had jousting practice. There was a field for that. It was great. My pet dragon lived in the dungeon. Yeah, we fed people to it. Yeah, I mean, you know, like... It was a different time when you could feed people to dragons. It wasn't as big of a deal. I don't stand by that kind of stuff anymore, but, you know, that's how it goes, I guess.
Grace, I need to comment on your lighting situation.
Do you remember that, Grace? Yeah, we're going to upgrade this at some point. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. At some point, we're all going to get you guys are going to get some ring lights. We're going to start recording audio into an audio recorder instead of like through the internet, and then like start recording video with like a actual camera, and it's going to be dope, and like we're going to have like it's going to be pro.
Oh,
so that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why Grace needs to.
So we're going to get like
take a stab at editing. And
we're going to get like stuff. Zoom F6s for everyone.
Sounds like responsibility.
And then, but it'll be easy, right? Because we'll ditch Zencaster and we'll just Zoom everything and then sync this other stuff to the Zoom and then just like mute the Zoom. So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. But I mean, we got to get this, you know. Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, no, welcome to the pod, I guess, is what Michael's trying to say. But yeah, like, no, I mean, he brings up a good point. We've been MIA for a little bit. And I've just been completely swamped with preseason sports previews and picture days and, you know, lacrosse season actually started. So that's what's happening with me on my end. I also have other updates, but I wanted to first get through, what you guys have been experiencing over these last couple of days, because I wanted to talk about something big, and maybe we can talk about sports later as well.
Oh, cool. So. You've got some big idea to talk on the episode for. Yeah. I mean, that was clear because you did put it in the notes that we all share. So we're all ready for that.
Yes, of course.
So don't worry about that.
Oh, of course. No, this is a topic that I actually want to get your opinion on, Michael, because I know that, I don't know, you probably have a different,
I'm very wise.
You're, I mean, you're a doctor. There you go.
I am.
Doctor, Michael.
Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, it's me.
Yes, it's me. Not a medical doctor. We have to preface that.
Yeah, no.
But
a doctor nonetheless. Grace. A doctor nonetheless.
But Grace, let's start with you. St. Patrick's Day, you celebrated it overseas. So let me tell the people what's it like.
Yeah, what's it like in Northern Ireland to have St. Patrick's Day?
It, you know, very festive, very, very festive. Everybody's out and about, you know. It's a whole day of drinking, So I started at like 11 or 12 in the morning.
Cool.
And I went until like 3 o'clock.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Now I will say I
like 3 o'clock a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. So like 15 hours or whatever that is.
Yeah. Now granted, cool. I wasn't consistently like throughout the entire time, you know? But yeah, I actually tried to share a little bit of it with mom, like a toned down version, and she's going to hear the not toned down version now. Because it just makes her, she was just uncomfortable, you know?
Even yeah, but I mean, she's like, she like lived a life, right?
Yeah, but yeah. So
I mean,
like,
it's me that is like just never done stuff like that, right? You should be more embarrassed talking to me about it because I'm just like...
Again, I wasn't really embarrassed. So I just knew she didn't want to hear about me being drunk or whatever, you know? But I wasn't like, you know, she just did not seem super enthralled. Totally understandable, though. But yeah, no, I'm also of legal drinking age here. I should preface that, so...
Great.
No, yeah. Interpol is about to show up to Grace's doorstep and just say, hey.
I'm sure Interpol would care about that.
But it was good. It was good. You know, there was supposed to be this big block party between these like three pub clubs, bars on this street. In the years past, it had seemed like they put up a marquee on the street and block off all cars from going there. So I was thinking it was going to be like an actual, it said block party on the flyer. It was not on any fucking block. What the fuck? You know, so that totally let me and my friends down. So we just ended up going to this other pub that didn't really have that much of a queue outside. So we spent our time there. I went home at like 3, charged my phone, ate some food, you know, just took like a break, you know, and then charged back up. People came over and then we ended up going out again. And then I ended up in a house party and it was lit.
Is a queue another way to describe like a line?
Yeah.
Like yeah, that's the
English.
English. Yeah.
Man. Words. Words are all made up.
Yeah, there's like so many vowels in that word too.
Yeah, just queue.
It's a great topic.
When you could just use a letter. No, I do find it fascinating that they just have different ways of. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. They just have different ways of saying things.
Yeah, I stuff.
It's amazing.
Just very wise.
It's amazing,
I'm wise like you.
But, you know, it swings and roundabouts, right? You know, you get the same thing said one way or the other. Yeah. You got to go down the rabbit hole of British slang. I'm, like, obsessed, dude.
Yeah.
No, well, no, it's really great.
It is really great. So then, Michael, how has your... time been on this great planet of ours?
Oh, like my entire... Yeah, let's start at the beginning when I was born. I'm on spring break, which is sweet. I got a little bit of grading to do, but other than that, I'm just like staying at home and like that kind of stuff. Oh, I'm going to Albany tomorrow. No, we're leaving today.
I thought you were
going to
say Albania. I was like, yeah! No.
No.
Albany, New York?
Yeah. We're leaving today and driving to visit some family. That'll be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's just great.
You know, normal stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I've been to Albany once.
Multiple times.
I know that.
We went to go visit
Michael. I was there.
When did we go multiple times?
Michael lived in Albany. Did you never go up with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you went at least twice to see me.
Yeah.
No, now I remember. But I guess like when the only time like I've like actually been in the city of Albany, like the downtown area was when I went to the state tournament. So like, I don't know. It was, I don't know why that's the only, I mean, this is a state tournament.
Yeah, you guys saw me like defend my PhD.
That's right.
And remember he had a rock climbing wall in his attic?
That was slanted like this.
Yeah.
Basically climbing upside down.
Yeah, I've got one that way in this house. It's over there.
Boo. Like horizontal?
Boom.
No, it's like in that direction.
Oh. I was like, there's not much incline then.
No, it's like pretty ascendance. Similar to what it's pretty similar to what I had.
Takes
in
away
Albany.
The idea of climbing.
Well, he's Spider-Man. We know this. Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, we get it. We get it. Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived. It's whatever. Well, other than the fact that I got my dog finally. I finally got my dog's haircut, and it wasn't of my own doing. Leo looked perfect. His nails are trimmed. He's a fresh pup.
He looks like a happy dog.
he was a happy dog before, but he's even happier now.
Doggy.
But fun fact, you know, I always love these places that groom dogs because they have such interesting names. And the place that I like, there's this one spot up in Marion that's called Harry Styles. And the one that I went to that's in Delaware, it's just down the road from me. It's called Fur the Love of Dog.
That's good.
So I thought it was really good. But one of the big highlights that happened to me just actually this past week was I attended Ohio State's Pro Day. And it was a lot of fun.
What does that even mean?
So that's a good question, Michael. Very good question for our sports people out there.
I'm pretty good at this. Don't even worry about it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. He, sports guy, right? Sports guy. Okay. So you know, once the national championship happens, or after bowl season in college football is over with, that happens around January. Players who are eligible for the draft, juniors and seniors, they can declare for the NFL draft, the National Football League. And in that time, a couple things happen. They interview with certain teams. They get an agent, and then their agent communicates back and forth with certain organizations. But some players get invited to what is known as the NFL Combine. And at the NFL Combine, they basically... And this is where I wanted to get your take on this, Michael, because I've always just accepted this to be a fact, but I wanted to get your fresh eyes on it. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with the photo of Tom Brady when he was first in the draft. You should look it up, because back in the day, they used to film each player on like a backdrop, and they would basically say, take off all your clothes except your drawers. They would look at the player's body and judge their athleticism based off that. That is no longer commonplace anymore. I don't believe that they do that.
Super dodgy.
It's really sketchy. It was really sketchy back then. It's still sketchy now. I think they measure like how much body fat the players have, but they do things like high jump, long jump, 40-yard dash, bench press. And then they do like position specific workouts. Anyway, once that happens, there's like this lull period in between the combine and then the draft. During that time, specific schools, like Division I schools, like Ohio State, they can organize what is called a pro day. This is for prospects to show their pro status. Like what the school does is they invite all teams, all 32 teams, to come to their campus and judge their players a second time. Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Haskell Garrett, Tyreek Smith, and a couple offensive linemen from Ohio State were at the pro day. So I got to see them in person work out, except for the weight room. The weight room portion was closed off to the media. You know, these names probably don't ring a bell for anybody that's included on this Zencaster right now, but folks like Ron Rivera, head coach for the Washington Commanders and former head coach for the Carolina Panthers, was there. I actually sat like 5 feet away from him while I was taking photos. Coach Lovie Smith, who's a famous coach, Super Bowl caliber coach for the Chicago Bears, was there. Someone from the Seahawks was there. Although I believe it was an assistant coach. It wasn't a head coach or a head position coach. So like all of these big names, I should also mention, because I live in Ohio, Mike Vrabel was there. He played at Ohio State. Now he's the head coach for the Tennessee Titans. And it was a real, I mean, like, you know, I'm a sports guy, right? But it was a real like starstruck moment for me, because I've only seen these guys on TV. And, you know, I've only watched these moments on TV. to actually sit there and photograph and connect with other creators that were there was really valuable experience. And I mean, I wish I took better photos. I posted some photos that I took on social media. I wish they turned out better, but it is what it is. I had a fun time regardless. Tyreek Smith, the defensive end that's going to, I don't know if he'll get drafted, but he retweeted one of my tweets about the pro day. I said it was fun and stuff, and he retweeted it, and it got retweeted and liked a few times. And it was just so much fun. And the fact that spring sports are now sprouting up, and it was so much fun and stuff. I got to connect with a fellow bishop, who I'm going to actually meet back at the spring game. That's on April 16th, a day before my birthday. So, it was just so much fun.
Congratulations, Alec. That's like a really big moment in your career, you know, as a journalist.
I would agree
a 1,000,000,000 followers, but like it's part of that climb, you know?
Oh yeah, no, it's like my first
the ladder up, you know?
Yeah, no, it's my first it's my first, what you call it, NFL event, really, if you think about it. I mean, when you look at the press pass that I got, it's an Ohio State event, but really it's an event for the NFL. And the guy that the bishop that I talked to, go check him out, audience. His name's Carter Franklin. He's an NFL content creator, and he just got hired as like a social media specialist for Ohio State. So he makes videos and content stuff for Ohio State, and he went to my school, Ohio Wesleyan. We just got to chat, and I never met the man in person, and I've been a fan of his work, and he's a little bit younger than me. I just love picking the brains of people that were there. I also met another photographer that I met on another location. He gave me some advice just about like the photography business as a whole. I guess the only reason why I bring this up is I don't know where our audience is at in their specific lives. Grace, this might be something for you too. I texted mom and I said, I'm going to use this as a networking event. And she goes, every event is a networking event. So, when you're put in a situation like this, I mean, I find myself at like local games exchanging contact information with other photographers. And actually photographers that I don't even know of, that I've never heard of, never met in my life, have reached out to me on social media asking me about advice. And
no big deal.
No big deal. I mean, like it's kind of daunting. I'm not even like fronting, like, cause I still don't know what I'm doing. I have the biggest imposter syndrome you could imagine right now.
Go away. I mean, to be serious, I don't know that ever goes away.
Yeah, like I mean,
I don't know, just, WTF, what I'm doing ever.
like, and you know, like I think I said it to this one athlete at Circleville one time. And, you know, I was just kind of saying it because I thought it was clever and whatnot, but I actually, now I find it true in that no one knows what they're doing. Everyone's just pretending that they know what they're doing.
I'm working on two essays right now and I have no idea what I'm doing. So,
well, there you go. I mean, but yeah, like it's such a, you know, to insert myself into something like that. I mean, I didn't even know if I was going to get it. I talked to this one guy with Ohio State and I just said like, hey, is there a chance I can get like a credential for this? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool, then I'll see you there. You know, it was just quick one-two thing. And again, like I think I've said this before on this pod, but you never know something unless you ask. And there's no such thing as dumb questions. And I know that some people are going to say there is. I mean, Michael, I'm sure you get dumb questions all the time. But, you know, I in my line of work, the dumb questions are actually the most important. So, but yeah, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. But Michael, what's your like take on this? Because, you know, for someone who's not like a huge fan of like sports, right? The combine and the whole draft process seems a little old school. And not that I view it this way, but it's been described in the past by people like Colin Kaepernick that the draft is very reminiscent of, you know, civil rights movement or later than that. Way later than that, slavery. If you watch his Netflix series, you know, he puts slave markets and the combine on the same level because you're looking at talent and stuff like that. Now, I don't agree with it necessarily. And if I'm describing this wrong, someone in the comments, please, you know, correct me, but it's, I don't know. I guess I just want to see like,
I don't know. I don't know that I have a strong, like enough knowledge to have a reasonable opinion about this. So what's the deal? They do like some tests or whatever.
Yeah, so they put them through psychological tests and physical tests. Yeah,
and then teams do what? Offer them jobs? Like, what's the situation?
So the team can say something like, you know, we would like to add you to our team, but we don't have the proper pick to do that with. So like, right now, the Seahawks have the number 9 overall.
Yeah, I've heard about that kind of stuff, right? But like, okay, say that you are like, say a school has the number 1 pick,
right? Or a team, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The team has a number 1 pick, right? Yeah. And you know, Jimmy is like a really good football player, right? Mm-hmm. And the team, the Asteroids. is like, Jimmy, you did really well on this test. Your 40 meter yard
yeah,
40 run yard dash, was yeah. really good and other stuff. We want to hire you for our team. Here's a job offer. Is it like that? Or are they like, no, you have to come?
Well, yes and no. So like for someone who has like, who's like undoubtedly the number 1 overall pick. Let's just use like a real example. Someone like Andrew Luck. I mean, I don't know, like this is just how I think of it. So like someone like Andrew Luck, right? A once in a generation type quarterback. Talented, no doubt he's going number 1 overall. The team that selected him number 1 overall was the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know what they said to him in that interview, but I'm sure it was something along the lines of, we think you're the best player in the country. We're going to draft you. And,
but like he could say no, right?
He could. So there was this is a famous story, but Eli Manning was originally drafted by the San Diego Chargers. And he, I remember it was really funny how it happened. So he was drafted, right? He goes out. Usually you get the jersey of the team and you take a photo at the draft and you put the hat on. He refused to put the hat on that had the team's logo on it. And afterwards there were murmurs that Eli didn't want to go there. So what the team does at that point is if a player doesn't want to go there, there's nothing they can do except trade him from that point forward. So they can trade picks. So I think at that point, New York drafted Philip Rivers. You know, this is all while Eli Manning, this news about Eli Manning is coming out. And so then the New York Giants and the San Diego Chargers, you know, they both drafted a quarterback in the first round. They're going to be like, hey, you want to swap? Mm-hmm. So something like that can happen. But to say like once a player gets drafted, it's almost like they're going to be theirs no matter what, unless something contractual happens in that process. So
So it's not like,
yeah, I mean,
it's not like you're applying for a bunch of jobs and you get a bunch of job offers and you're like, ah, I'm going to take this one.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's not like you get to choose which of the 32 teams you want to go to.
Are any,
you don't have that luxury.
I mean, like, I guess the system is like in place to spread the talent out so that the teams are more
even,
balanced, whatever, in terms of skill or something. What do other sports do?
So the NBA has a lottery system.
Okay.
And
what does baseball do? Does baseball just like you can buy the best team, right? Isn't that's why like the Yankees won forever?
Well, I mean, like the draft, like it's so weird because like the drafts in other sports, except for like the NFL, aren't that highly valued, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. I mean, like for some reason, the NFL is like the draft is like the most valuable part of the offseason. And it's like, no, actually free agency is because those people are already in the NFL.
But okay, so once you've been in the NFL, you can like trade teams somehow.
Yes. So like once you're in the NFL, so like for example, right, this actually just happened a few days ago. Tyreek Hill, one of the best wide receivers, arguably the best wide receiver in the league, plays with the Kansas City Chiefs, won a Super Bowl with him, comes out and says, I want to trade. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs are like, go for it. So the team can literally say, we give you permission to seek a trade. And once you find a person, we'll try to make a deal with them. But if we can't make a deal, then there's nothing. So he ended up getting traded to Miami just this past week, which is probably one of the bigger headlines of free agency. But I mean, my boy Russell Wilson got traded to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Of all places, and that really broke my heart. And then the Seahawks released Bobby Wagner. Like, this offseason has been one of the craziest because it's big name players, franchise players, essentially moving or saying that they're going to stay. But to go to your point about baseball, there's so much money in baseball where I mean, you never know how good someone is because baseball is so heavy on stats. You never know how good someone is until they've played like 500 games, right? Mm-hmm. They've had 500 at-bats. Then you decide on their value. And that's when teams like New York, well, the Yankees specifically, or the Dodgers or someone like that can say, hey, we'll give you like 130 mil mm-hmm. guaranteed. So, but... like, yeah, like that. That's where baseball, I think, is a little far fetched. And like, it's, I don't know, like the professional sports, there's talks about like teams tanking for like better picks in like a draft sense. I hate it. I hate the business of professional sports, but I love watching the athletes. It's
what
like
happens in other countries. Like what happens with the footy with football.
Well, I mean, the only real like athletes that I really keep in touch about in terms of, their value to other teams is like someone like Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't even know of any like hockey players that I can think of off the top of my head that play for like national teams, but more than not, it's the players that come from Europe, that come from South America, Northern America, so Canada, or like just like outside countries, they want to come and play in America. I mean, it wasn't that long ago where David Beckham was considered the best actual football player. I'm gonna call soccer football for the interest of our out of USA audience. I love you, but. It wasn't that long ago where like David Beckham stopped playing for his country's professional team to move to the United States to play for the LA Galaxy. So like, I think in some way, shape or form, the ultimate goal is to play in America, regardless of what sport it is.
I don't think that's the case for soccer, football.
Yeah, because we're the bottom.
Yeah.
Competitive wise.
Well, I mean, yes, this is true, right? But you also bring up, you know, someone like David Beckham, right? Even Messi has given interest to MLS teams in America about wanting to come to America to play in America. So while, yes, he's getting paid ungodly amount of money wherever he is. I mean, we're also just talking about two players, right? But there's so many players that come from, I mean, just on the crew, there's so many players that come from out of the country. I mean, baseball, for example, I don't know of any other, except for maybe the Korean or Japanese leagues, that are on par with the MLB. And as far as I know, there's only one professional football team.
I think there's Canadian football.
Well, yes. It's also a mutant form of football.
No, I think there's Canadian professional football. I think there might be other.
There is.
I think it's just like more niche.
Yeah, I mean, Canadian football, they have 13 men on each side.
You're getting into some details, bro.
Yeah, there's what is that?
Well, I think Canadian football resembles U.S. football. I mean, there's also like Australian rules football, but that doesn't resemble American football.
Yeah, no, Gaelic football is not.
I actually like that better.
Yeah, Gaelic football sounds like it's like some fucking Vikings doing something.
No, it's
sounds like Vikings just going to battle.
You can like run, so you hold the ball. I have very limited understanding. I only just recently watched clips of it. But from what my friend was explaining to me, the one rule that I can grasp is that you can take 3 strides holding the ball, like a volleyball looking ball, but on the third stride, you have to tap the ball on your toe.
Oh, cool.
Like look up clips of Gaelic football, and it happens so fast because they're running so quickly. And it's actually like crazy.
So it's like dribbling.
Yeah, but then it's also like it's
like the equivalent of some sort of dribbling rule.
I honestly, it kind of reminded me of like games we would play in like gym class, where you could like run with the ball 3 strides and then you could only pivot on whatever foot you landed on, you know, kind of thing, and then you have to pass the ball to another teammate, kind of thing.
Yeah. I think like in ultimate frisbee, can't you only run a couple of like strides or whatever before you have to?
You can only go like four steps or something. I don't know, something like that.
So this is like a semi standard rule across like a bunch of sports like this, I guess.
Yeah, it's so foreign though. You know, I mean, because the only like familiarity I have to like that kind of rule is games I would play in gym class in middle school and elementary.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love, and this kind of adds to what I was saying before, but someone like Michael Dickinson, he's the punter for the Seahawks right now. He came from the Australian Football League. And he's their kicker. He's actually one of the only punters. I think he's a punter and kicker combo. Anyway, he's one of the only kickers in the NFL to regularly know how to drop kick, like just at an instant. He can drop kick punts. He can drop kick PATs. He can do whatever he needs to. He's
getting real technical for me here.
He's considered one of the most talented punters in the league right now. But anyway,
yeah, remember the Dropkick Murphys? Oh,
there you go. That's a good yoke right there. But yeah, no, I mean, we're talking mostly about sports because I kind of hijacked the conversation. Yeah. But you know, it's whatever. We don't have to talk about sports if. But sports is fun, man. And the spring season's coming up, and I got my first Grace, how did you like my lacrosse photos?
They were really good. I liked them.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I think I'm gonna like lacrosse this season. There's only two teams that I cover that have boys lacrosse, one team that has girls lacrosse. And oddly enough, Grace, I think the rules have changed, at least in Ohio, to where it's no longer stop and go.
The after the whistle blows, you can keep moving. Yeah, free movement. Yeah. We play that way.
And I remember talking to you about it and how you don't like that.
Yeah, because like it has this feeling of like, maybe it's because I was really used to not playing like that. It has this feeling like it's kind of like cheating. Like I remember after a whistle blew and if someone called a timeout, you would drop your stick where you are and you have to stay in that spot, you know?
Right.
Because it's
right.
Sort of like, that's where because then
why
other defenders have a chance to get to you before you even go.
Okay.
If you have the ball.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. Like, I do know what you mean, but you know me. Like, I focus on the guys' rules, and I obviously think that girls should wear pads. And I think that girls should bang. I think y'all should be able to do exactly what the guys do. I just don't understand why you're not allowed to, and specifically why you have to.
Or maybe
wear
the guys shouldn't be allowed to.
Let's, I mean,
like,
yes, this is also
safe,
true,
dude. Let's not like. Hurt people's brains.
Yeah, this is true,
yeah,
though. This is very true. Yeah, we have to protect our noggins.
Even though the rules, Alec, even though the rules like don't like you can't really legally do it, I've been smacked in the face so many times, and the refs have not said anything.
Well, of course, yes,
like
that happens.
They
human error. Yeah,
exactly. So it's like, or they just don't see it. Like if it's not particularly their fault in the way that they see it. I don't even think it's just like human error. They don't see it. But like the way that it happened isn't something that you can penalize the player for. It's like, fine, you know? Kind of like when accidentally trips, or if somebody trips themselves, you know, next to somebody who they're running, right? It's like, okay, that person may have led to you also tripping, but you tripped yourself. Like,
yeah, and the
you know, I've never played a sport where you like run around. I never did that.
It's fun.
Does it exhaust
it just
seems
you? Tiring.
Oh my gosh! Did you know cricket is the fastest field sport?
Cool.
The fastest.
Cool. No,
I mean
cricket
it's because
insane.
The crickets can jump really far.
Cricket.
Hey-o. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. Oh no!
Cricket,
I like had all
interesting.
These. I had like funny stories to tell and stuff, but now we're almost out of time.
You know, I'm sorry.
Sports.
Fucking sports.
You know, your mom was like, "You should do a podcast with Alec," and I was like, "Yeah, dude, but I can't talk about sports all the time." I'm like so psyched that you're excited, but
facts.
I mean,
so like,
I mean, hey,
45
you know,
minutes of sports. Oh,
oh my god,
it's a lot.
I know.
I mean, and none of it's about rock climbing.
None of it's about. Well,
none of
none
it.
Of it's about,
I mean,
none
we
it.
Talked a little bit about rock climbing. A little bit. We talked about
not today.
We talked about it today.
About he mentioned rock climbing today. Yes.
Oh, like I have my climbing wall that way?
Yeah, climbing wall. The horizontal one?
The straight horizontal one.
You guys should come hang out with me in Colorado and go rock climbing this summer.
You live in Colorado?
In the summer, I am. I'm going to go out for 6 weeks.
So, yes.
We got a camper.
Colorado! I got a camper that sleeps 8. You guys can sleep in the camper with me.
Not only am I going to ask where, I'm going to ask you where after the podcast, so that way people don't try.
Dude,
to
Dude, it's Rifle Mountain
you.
Park. Everyone knows I love Rifle Mountain Park.
No, well, okay, there you go.
That's my spiritual home.
Where is that close to though, in terms of like city? major.
Glenwood Springs.
Oh.
It's on the western slope of the Continental Divide.
Mm.
You drive like 3 hours straight west of Denver, of Deco, on I-70. Then you go up into the mountains.
I might have to join.
It's a beautiful canyon.
Ooh, Michael, you're really getting me going. You're getting the creative juices flowing. All right,
we gotta wrap it up so Grace can go. I had this awesome story about getting shut down by a girl that I wanted to talk about. It was going to be awesome.
Don't you have a
why? No, this was like from my youth, dudes.
Well, stay tuned for the next episode.
I got stories from my youth.
Michael get shut down by a girl.
I have this other story about my neighbor listening to the podcast, and she wants to be a guest. She was like, yeah, you guys are really like calming. I like doing yard work to your podcast. It's great. But you know, not all the episodes are on Spotify. And I'm like, yeah, because you know, Alec doesn't put them on Spotify. You know, you can upload the same file. You can upload the video file to Anchor and it transforms it into an audio file. You don't have to do anything.
Oh.
I just download the YouTube video and then upload it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
Oh, well, I did not know. I did not know that. Well, I'll have to do it with this one then.
Yeah, I do know that.
There you go.
I'm a pro.
I will make sure. Michael, you are a lot of things, and I thank you so much for everything that you do. but yeah, like I had a thought, but I didn't. On your topic of never mind. I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm not even going to bring it up. Okay, so with that being said, we thank you very much for listening. Of course, as always, this has been...
Give us those topic ideas in the description. If they're all sports, I guess this is a sports podcast. But if they're not, we'll do something else. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, if it is, I will be saying...
Oh, yeah, also, we're gonna do a YouTube video, a math YouTube video, where I teach them how to do math problems. It's going to be on the main math channel. Watch out for that, everyone.
And I am not.
It's gonna be
dope whatsoever.
I'm gonna make you look smart.
You make me look smart.
Look at it. Doesn't look good for me if I don't make you look smart. I mean, the whole thing is like my whole thing is like everyone can do math. That's my whole like philosophy of my life. So if I don't like prove that with you guys, then I've failed. So anyway, I'm gonna make you guys look smart. Anyway, so I guess we're wrapping it up.
We are wrapping it up. This has been the pen and the Pavlovs.
It was good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it was good as always.
It was good to listen to your guys' discussion about sports.
Yeah, you were very quiet. I was pretty quiet too.
It's all right. With that being said, I'm going to say this again, but this has been the Pen and the Pavlovs. I'm here with Grace Pavlov, Michael Penn, and myself, Alexei Pavlov.
I'm Grace.
We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Also, I think having a podcast is like a cheat code for interviews. I had an interview yesterday, and I feel like I did a really good job. Just by the way.
There you go. You never know.
Deuces.